Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there. It's Tuesday. I'm excited. You know what that means? We're us talking. This is us. NBC. This is us discussing. This is us.
That's right.
Jack. And what's your brother's name? Nikki. Versus not know how to finish a sentence and not knowing how to say, shut up, Jack. I got something to say. Next.
Talk about TV just to reveal JC, yeah. Devo Mike.
Who would listen to a brother?
Yes.
Jack. Let me say Jack. Jack don't know Jack. You didn't know when your daughter was setting you up to die. And you didn't know your brother. This man has a thing with death. He doesn't know when his brother didn't do death on purpose and doesn't know when his daughter was doing death on purpose. She might as well said, you didn't get the highlighters. You know, daddy, you didn't get the Mbop poster. Daddy, can you go search for the glass of water?
I can't.
I think I saw one underneath the flame over there. If you could just go and get the water. So, Jack has a bad thing with death.
Hold on. So, what I want to say is this.
Just say
actors, get Twitter accounts.
They don't have Twitter?
Griffin Dune, he is the gentleman who played older Nikki.
First of all, yeah, I'll let you
say that. He has a huge Instagram account.
Right. Like, amen, that's what I do.
And that's why I was very happy to see that he was there. But I kept looking like I've seen him before. And he's a very good character. He's been in a lot of stuff.
From the 80s.
He's been in stuff like with Mark Wahlberg. He's been in a lot of things. So I was happy to see, first off, I was a little disappointed.
Right.
I wanted to see Mike Angarano
done
up to be older like they did with Mandy Moore.
Why didn't they make him older?
I think, to be honest, it was probably like a scheduling thing. So they got someone who could look very similar to him because he probably is producing or working on something else, would be my assumption. The guy who played the Nikki in the 20s.
Then he shouldn't have taken the job.
I don't know. Maybe they didn't ask him.
What's the mean lady who took the nigger away from the kid? What's her name?
She didn't take him away. He dropped this kid at the hospital.
No. When he was back in the life and she's
Mandy Moore.
Quick, thank you. So if I was Mandy Moore, I'd be on it with my agent, pissed. I say, listen, I'm in this effing chair 9 days before shooting. These people come in for 10 minutes, do their one scene. Kate says something cute, Toby says something funny, and they're done. And they make $82,000, and I'm making $150,000 or $250,000, and I'm here 9 days with the janitor and the makeup person. Everybody else is off. Set's closed. They don't turn on the heat. Ain't no lights working. Looking done up to look like an old chick with some guy that no one likes yet. Not quite. Sorry, Miguel. And we're waiting for your storyline.
And I'm with you on that because that's what I was. I truly would have liked
Miguel
to have seen.
Miguel is older. Mandy's older.
Yeah.
Michael Angarano. Oh, excuse me. I don't know if I can.
Well, we don't
do...
know. I don't even know if they even offered it to him.
I know. I know. Here's what happens. I can't do Gray. You see, that'll hurt my career. You see. I have high ambitions. You see, I wouldn't go back in the house for my daughter. See what I'm saying? So we're not going to play that game. And I noticed, Kate, that when he asked, how'd he die, your big mouth, yes, it's big, like everything else on you, didn't say a thing. I think it's called guilt. Couldn't say nothing. She couldn't. What you going to say to him? You killed his brother because you what? Wanted a Fluffy? Please, where's Fluffy now? Where was Fluffy then?
I will say, didn't say anything in that.
She looked like her father. Because the writers all looked at each other. They said, what are we going to do? When he asked the question to this big chick. And you know he's looking at the big chick because she takes up, you know, the whole place. It's like a tiny house. So he's looking over at her and your eyes just kind of go to where the big is. And, you know, he's looking at her and the black guy. Like, what? Two of these don't look like... Anyway, so he's... He's all confused.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Thank you.
Why in the world did Kevin think that his uncle can be so dumb? He didn't know he adopted Randall. Like, he wrote to y'all in 92. Randall was already, what, like five?
Thank you.
So
I just love it.
That, for, second of all,
it was hilarious.
Well, he's adopted.
He's adopted.
Obviously.
Oh, is he?
I know y'all was uncomfortable. I know it was awkward.
Right. I just thought he loved the sun. And she loved food.
That scene made me laugh so hard. Because he was just like, he was like, so yeah,
Randall's adopted. Yeah, kind of. Know that.
And he had a picture of them with the little
even
kids.
Even in
so
the back day,
knew.
When Jack says, he goes, yeah, he's the black one. He goes, yeah, I know he's black. So, Nikki apparently doesn't, maybe he's colorblind. But notice, I'm just saying, Big Girl was right there. And your eye is going to be on Big Girl. And even the camera angle, like when I was watching the scene, I was like, she's right there. She's taking a phone. There's be two other kids right there. And he says right to her, how'd he die?
Yeah, he did.
I saw a big gulp, like, and poor black man had to get the bad news, because bad news always comes to black people. He passed away. He rescued us. And he rescued us, and Big Girl over here sent him back in for Fluffy.
What I will say that I thought was messed up, but it was warranted, like it needed to happen, was... The time.
What time?
5 years from when he last talked to his brother and told his brother, don't write to me. 5 years later, he died. Or
yeah.
6 years later.
Yeah, right? Sucks.
I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you didn't even.
That, see, that reminds me. Here's what I'm so blessing about this.
I was so mad. I'm like, oh.
Matthew chapter 18. There it is. Verse 21. We're going to read this. The whole episode had me all up in my feels. Okay? But, hold on. I should say all up in my word feels. Because sometimes I'm just, you know, dramatic. You know.
Wow, you're calling it out today.
Yeah,
this is the second time.
I'm telling you. Because see, when God is speaking through you, truth just like, that's why you can't be living... Like wrong in sin,
yeah.
and be a proclaimer of gospel, because the Holy Spirit just tells your business. I mean, it's gonna happen. He's been like, yeah. So all the people need to go ahead and, you know, get right with the Lord, amen. Like the speaker who is wait, I'm the speaker, and you can't stop yourself. You say it all the junk, and you just told on yourself because God's gonna do that, amen. So you here's how you'll know if your pastor is in trouble. He didn't speak that Sunday. They'll
sounds
call
like,
it a vacation.
Sounds like an episode of Greenleaf.
That's right. That's right. They'll call it a vacation. They'll say he took a time off. He's not feeling good. No, that brother is repenting before he gets on that stage. The Lord. Woo! Anyway, so that said, I was in my word fields this whole episode because of this verse.
Matthew
18 verse 21.
Then Peter came to him and said,
I came to Jesus,
Lord,
just so they know the context.
How often shall my brother sin against me?
Stop. Now, here's Peter. Here's Jack.
Yes.
Going to Jesus. Jack, Milo Ventimiglia. Excuse me, Ventimiglia. Because the G is silent, so get rid of it. But Ventimiglia saying to Jesus, saying to the writers about Nikki. Go ahead, ask the question again.
Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me?
Now, replace my brother with Nikki. Read it again.
Lord, how often shall Nikki sin against me and I forgive him?
Hold on. How many times will Nikki do me wrong and I have to forgive him and turn left? Go ahead. What's wrong with Jesus?
Up to seven times.
Right. So seven times Nikki did wrong. So far in the show, I count seven wrongs. Go ahead.
And Jesus said to him,
you can go ahead and leave your brother, make a right, and just leave him to death.
I do not say up to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven.
How often?
70 times seven.
That's a lot. That's 490 times a day. So Nikki could kill 490 Vietnamese, and you got to forgive him 490 times a day.
A day?
You don't get to go one too many. That's the Bible, brother. So when I ended the episode, I texted my brother, quick, said, I love you. How you doing, brother? I love you. We'll be back after this.
More than the color of my skin or the language I speak. More than a 5 or 10K. More than a run in the park or waiting for the sound of the gun to blast to activate my stride. My step. My course. Destiny in the making. Purpose for the taking. Awakened in a season where I'd forsaken the reason for my being. The reason for my seeing. The reason for my hearing. My speaking. My life. My choice. My race. My longing to dispose of a comfort and a fear that's recycled and reused me for too long. Too many tears not poured into the right soil, the right soul. Too many years not reaping the right harvest, the right mind set in my ways. Reevaluating my calling because I couldn't calculate it. Reconsidering convenience because I couldn't handle the leaving of home, the known for the unknown. The digital follow me that have kept me at ease, appeasing the heart of me, keeping the real followers at a distance from the scarred of me. Status quo, FB statuses for real life and unpredictable challenges to grow and break the rest of me. Realizing that all of him is the only best of me for them to see. I lost part of me in the process, part of me in the nonsense, part of me to get sense but not change. My life is worth more than dreams that keep me dreaming and people waiting. Keep me waiting and people dreaming. About a love so deep it keeps them gasping for his air. His breath to keep them breathing. His word to keep them believing. Longing for more of him in the form of me. And me longing for more of him in the form of them. So I go.
Mike Show discussing this is us calling brothers and stuff, telling you love them. Amen. So you don't know if someone's going to come to your house, a big girl, a black man, and a skinny celebrity is going to say your brother dead. Died trying to save Fluffy.
I mean, is he celebrity?
He's a celebrity.
I feel like Kevin is like Jaleel White.
Yes. He was back in a while to a certain niche.
Yeah, because
that's it.
I mean, well, he had one good movie.
Well, now he's got the movie that's
and Jaleel, Jaleel did Big Fat Liar.
Yes, right. He's already come on the climb back.
Okay, good.
Amen. Like if Jaleel was
Perry,
on this
can't
show,
you give
be a
him,
big deal.
Can't you give him a...
No, Tyler has already helped out a lot of niggas. He's like, okay, I'm done.
Yeah, but how about feel like Jaleel had so much potential to go beyond Urkel.
That's right, until he did that.
And then he did Stefan, and I'm like...
No. That was his.
That was the writer. That was Miller Boyette. How did
he? That's when Jaleel's whiteness should have said no.
Yes.
Goodbye. Or you need to pay me $1 million an episode because yes. I'm getting ready to lose out on all future jobs because of this mess. Some dumb time machine thing that changes a black man into Savan. Anyway, so this show, I'm just saying, people. This episode it made my feels. I like knowing more about how Jack could just separate one from one and all this. Oh. But let me tell you something else. When they had the flashbacks of all these cards.
Yes.
And then he finally goes and have this meeting. Let me give you something that I'm going to say that I don't do. Wait, stop, Holy Spirit. Telling me on me again. Here's what I don't do, but you should do it. You have to communicate fully your message.
Yes.
Now, I have married two couples so far in my life, and I have taken them through premarital counseling, and one of the sessions is communication. And I've given rules, which I'm going to repeat now. The communication rule is I'm talking about the pencil. I started the conversation, so I get to determine the topic of conversation. I'm going to talk about this pencil. So I'm going to talk about the pencil, but only the pencil. When I'm done talking, it's your turn, but you have to respond, but only about the pencil. You can't bring up the paper or the rock or the pen or the house, you only talk about the pencil. Then I will reply back about only the pencil. And this will continue until the person who started the topic of the pencil is fully convinced that the other party has satisfied their pencil talking requirement. Then you are free to have another conversation, and that person sets that agenda.
Yes.
Because if you end the conversation in the middle of communication, then you didn't have communication. So now, here's Nikki, messed up already before the war, already was turning racist in the war out of protecting himself in order to get blown up by a 3-year-old bomb thrower. Amen. Because I'd kill all those 3-year-olds. Just saying. I'm Nikki in this. You can be Jack all you want. I'm Nikki. Everybody dying. Fixing a fence every day. Anyway, so I'm killing everybody over there. Now, when he kills the one by mistake, even though all he had to do was grab the little brother. But anyway, he was not in his right mind. Just grab the kid. I was devastated. I said,
I think that's what made me more
and
mad.
And the one chancleta on the water.
Yeah. And that's what made me mad. Because my thing is this, right?
Come on,
the reason why I want to see Michael Angarano as an older version of himself was because I feel, yes, this guy, Griffin Dune, did a great job portraying an older Nikki.
Yeah.
But I didn't see him grab that little boy in the flashback.
Thank you.
So, I guess...
I didn't see Gryffindor.
I guess that's smart on the writer's part for us to still feel some kind of sympathy for Nikki now.
Right.
To not have seen Michael Angarano dressed up as Nikki older.
But that would
have
hurt.
Because we would have been mad at him because it's like, you know what you did?
But see,
it would have split.
Yes.
You would have been okay with
I
it.
Because, I was fine with
it. But it would have split the audience.
Yes.
Where this time, the way they did it, the audience is still for like, wow, Nikki
maybe
had
that's
it
what they did, yeah.
So, because now I'm thinking, you know, I'm Warnerizing the situation.
He's Warner. But that's what I'm saying. And he had his brother there.
Yes.
And he started to say, first of all, they talked about dumb stuff first, which is, that's the guy stuff.
That's
the
guy.
About real thing. Yeah, remember that time we had a Coke? Shut up. I'm here because you killed a boy. That's what he should have said. I'm here, you killed a boy. I'm out of your life. I'm done. Done trying to be Superman to your Clark Kent. I'm done. You're an idiot. You're bipolar. You're dying. You need to just curl up in this thing and die. I'll die by my daughter's hands, but you're going to die in this place by your own bullet, bless God.
But
and
last.
So all of it, but last, you're going to survive everybody. You're going to see my big girl daughter first in that trauma of it before you die. But all he had to say was that.
Yeah.
And then Nikki, all he had to say was, well, when Jack stops him, says, no, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. It's like, too bad. Too bad, Jack.
Yeah.
Sit down. Sit down. The flip down rock key like that boy. Now, the boy was on the boat with me trying to do what you told me to do, which is be nice to connect and all that stuff. So I was throwing grenades, because this is a smart thing to do with a messed up mind, throwing grenades to get fish. And so, what happens? It gets stuck and it falls down. And while it falls into the boat, I'm so panicked. I don't grab the kid. It was a mistake.
Exactly.
I know it looks bad because just yesterday I had said I want to kill them all. And then the next day I killed one. But it was a mistake.
Yes.
All he had to say that and I get stopped at it. And that's when I realized I like what the show is doing. Most people don't even start to have the real conversation.
That's right.
At all. And bold people go away with their own story. And you make devastating, life-altering
choices.
Consequences.
Yes.
Neither one of them got closure. Neither one of them had a reunion of sorts.
Never.
Nothing. Which is why when he heard that he was dead, he lost all hope. His only hope all these years, being alone, not connecting, not calling out for him, was, well, one day, because he's Superman, he'll come back and we'll connect. We'll be 92. We'll laugh about it. He'll give me a hug.
Yeah.
He'll say, it's all okay, little brother. And when he found out Big Girl killed him, he was getting ready to shoot himself in the face until little Kevin.
And can I say...
Did the Jack thing
yes,
that he should have done.
Can I say...
Get a high five.
Can I say, the whole time, I love the scene. I love the crossroads because Kevin had the exact same crossroad Jack did.
Yes.
He got to that gas station or the diner or whatever it was. He's in the parking lot and it was either home or back to Bradford.
Mm.
And he goes, I can't leave him.
No.
I will
and
say...
And I love how Randall's like, of course you can't.
I love Randall in this episode, too, because when Beth was like, you know, are you worried? He's like, you know, I'm not worried about me.
Yeah, I'm good.
What I'm worried about is, remember when I was looking for my dad and I found him? And the worst part was he wasn't going to answer the door.
Right.
He goes, I don't want that for Kevin.
Oh, and I think it's going to happen.
So I'm going
to be there
to
soften the blow.
And I was like, yes. And let me tell you, when Tess was with Grandma and Grandpa Miguel,
right.
She said, do you think my dad is going to bring Nikki home?
Oh, that's why I was like, yo.
He likes bringing
people
home.
Ain't that right? She's like, yeah, I think he's going to bring him home. He sure is. He's going to build a second
room. This time, it's Kevin bringing him home.
Yes, exactly. Kevin's going to need to buy a bigger place with that $30 million he has.
No, he ain't, because he ain't never his own place.
Oh, that's true. So
him and Zoe will be chilling, and Uncle Nikki can chill there.
In the background with Uncle Jesse. Oh, they just, it was so profound on so many levels. And I love that Randall, normally the one who is always so focused and intense on everything, was like, oh, I'm going to be chill. And she was like, why? He goes, well, why don't you find out that your mom knew who your father was and didn't tell you and had to destroy your life? You only got to do it before you die. You're pretty good with everything.
Let me tell you, he said that, and I immediately thought of you. Immediately.
I thought of you, too.
I tweeted you. As soon as he said that, I was like,
that means the writer got my notes. Thank you.
Restrictions. This world we live in is full of them, but only to cause the afflictions through the absence of education. Now let me get this straight. Education allows for hope, and without hope, there's nothing to look forward to. But with hope, we can prepare for a future and look at the bigger picture. Education is emancipation, for if such universal value as education is denied, then what is left for us? We as women are taken for granted and taken advantage. Women in Haiti, Cambodia, Malaysia, taken advantage, broken, deprived. Education over deprivation. Education over suffering, over hunger, malnutrition, poverty, lack of respect, teen pregnancy, slavery, and ultimately failure. If these obstacles arise from the denial of education, then what is left for us? Education is emancipation.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. Boom shakalayo. Life is good. Ain't
yes,
life grand
yes,
and all this?
And
here's what you got to do. You got to make sure you subscribe to us.
Yes.
On Twitter. At EGMike84.
That's
right. EG. Those are letters E, the letter G, the letter M, the letter I, the letter K, the letter E, and the numbers 8 and 4. Not an, A-N-D, but 8, then the number 4. Push it in.
Ampersand or whatever they call
come
that.
Come on now.
Symbol.
Tell it to the glory. And you'll see them. It's going to be right there. And you can follow us on our website, tivomike.com. tivomike.com is T-I-V-O. Mike.com is T-I-V-O. Mike.com is tivomike.com. This is us. Knows how to take a little bit of something and make a whole lot of something. Because next week, we still got to hear what the mama
and that, well, that's what I'm like.
We only heard one conversation
well, I'm
Jack
dreading,
had with her.
I'm
he
dreading
must
this.
Have had another one because she ain't shocked.
Well, she ain't shocked, but she's upset. So that means she's been lying about Nikki being alive too.
And you know what's gonna happen? Kevin's gonna be like, "Listen, I'm not Randall. What the fuck you keeping people for? Come on now." You're going to flicking do this to me?
All she did was get upset each time and leave the room or get upset and like not be able to like
she
participate in conversation.
She found something at one time and thought for the betterment of the family.
I bet you any money she found another postcard.
Right. Yes.
And Jack told her to disregard it.
He happened to see the mail at the house.
Yes.
Because normally he was sending it to the workplace. But how many other times did he send something in the mail and she was waiting for him to talk? That's what she says to Miguel. I mean, I just didn't know if I should push more and didn't, and I didn't. She saw something.
What I do like about how she's portraying and what she's doing is...
she's probably supporting him. If we find that out, that's crazy. If she's helping him financially.
Nikki, right?
Yes.
I feel like...
oh.
I feel like because who Jack was and how Jack talked about his brother.
Right.
Remember, because when they had their date at the carnival, he talked about how his brother... he talked about having a brother.
Right.
So she's not oblivious to... yes.
Even at the carnival.
She's not oblivious to him having a family member.
Right.
Then we found out about the dad later.
Right.
And she's very good about digging when she shouldn't be digging. That's
how
she found William. So I think what's going to happen is she dug.
She did.
Found him. Mm. Jack died. And instead of being able to tell him that he died, just ignored the responses,
right.
But maybe sent money in place or
right.
Something like...
set it up in a certain way.
Feel her less guilty about what was happened or what transpired.
I think you're right. And something with the mom.
Yes.
Something with the mom is going to tie, because we just dropped out of nowhere, the mom.
Where, I mean, are we
that's
done with the mom's storyline?
I don't think
so. I feel like we
remember,
are.
Remember, he got her to go with the sister, but she went back to the house. And then we don't know what happened after that. If they had just left her with the sister, then it was like, oh,
she went away, she lived.
But she went back to the house, and then he said, I'm done.
Yeah,
helping you. So he pulled a Nikki to her. So
well,
unfortunately,
I agreed with his pull of Nikki to her.
Right.
Because he went through so much to get her out that house.
Yes. And he told her. Remember, he said to her, "If you don't go now, I'm killing Dad." Just
yeah. And he said, "So
matter
of fact,
yeah." He wasn't like angry. He said, like, yeah, if you don't go, I have to kill him.
If you stay, I have to kill him.
Yeah, so, I mean, I can kill him. I mean, I can go get the gun tomorrow. I mean, I got friends from the war, so we all, I can just claim PTSD or something.
Yeah, he could have.
I can say, four, boom, throw a grenade at his face and say, eat this or whatever.
Yeah, he definitely could have.
That's what I'm saying. So the mom story, it's not Dan Fogelman's style to introduce the character and not have closure to character.
That's true, because he's given us closure with almost every person
all
we've interacted
people,
with.
Right.
Yeah.
Even on Fluffy, because even though I make fun of it, there was a scene, they made a point
yes.
in the thing where the mom says to her on the couch, do you want to take the dog and do something with the dog? And she was like, no, I don't even want the dog anymore. Like, they made it a point to
yeah,
say,
they did.
Because she connected it to him and all that stuff. But no, Heffa, that's how you got him killed.
You should have hugged that dog.
Yeah, that's the mom doesn't push a lot. Because
yeah.
I'm like, no, you are holding, you're
I'm like, remember
Fluffy?
How your dad went back in for
you're
that dog?
Eat while Fluffy eats. You're showering with Fluffy. You're going to bed with Fluffy. You're taking Fluffy to pool. This is Fluffy is your life. Because my husband is gone. Because you're behind and don't even love me back for some strange reason.
If you love TV,
$405 and Libby.
If you love Jesus,
hallelujah.
We're going to love TiVo Mike. The TiVo Mike Show is a daily internet radio show that features the best of popular culture with a Christian point of view. TiVo Mike teaches you about Jesus and popular TV shows with the entertainment guru Mike Warner. From The Walking Dead to The Big Bang Theory, you'll experience entertainment that fills your spirit. The TiVo Mike Show airs weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Or subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. Learn more at TiVoMike.com. That's TiVoMike.com.
When the night is closing in and your mind is racing, I remember everything you said to me. value anything.